Welcome to the Trades Podcast, a podcast about the business of home improvement and promoting the trades to young adults.
Check it out, everybody. We are here. This is the Trades Podcast, recording live at the Ignite Podcast Studio in San Diego, California. I'm Danny.
I'm Jeff. We're at the BBB Better Business Bureau.
Yes, the big BBB Ignite Podcast Studio.
Long day.
That's where we are at, and we're excited to have a very special guest, I think, on this show, one that we haven't really touched base on in regards to this product, skills, and just knowledge that he may be able to tap into for business owners out there that might be listening for the construction trades. But we have Charlie. Charlie, how you feeling?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Another day in paradise. Yeah. We're excited to talk about your product, the company, and learn a little bit more about just things that you probably have absolutely learned through the years of talking to business owners. So if you could, yeah, please go ahead and introduce yourself and the company.
Yeah, so Charlie Chena, I've been, a boots on the ground, I guess, door knocker sales professional since I was about 10, 11 years old. Started out in Buffalo, New York, knocking doors, selling newspapers, and learned a lot. You know, when you're knocking a door as a young kid, trying to increase your distribution route for newspapers, it's no different than anything, right? Some people don't answer the door. Some people are, you know, are rude when they answer it. You know, go away, you get rejection. But it taught me a lot, and I really didn't realize that till I was, you know, years into my sales career, that the art of human connection, no matter what you're doing in sales, doesn't really differ.
We want to thank our sponsor. Superior Flooring Cabinet Designs is one of the landmark family-owned businesses in Encinitas. Owner Cheryl Robertson, with years of customer experience managing her family's hardware and cabinet business in North Park, Cheryl Robertson and the Superior team dive deep to learn about your project and help you find the perfect solution for your flooring and cabinetry needs. Call today at 760-436-0900 or visit www.superiorfloors.com.
The art of human connection, no matter what you're doing in sales, doesn't really differ, right? You're looking for the gold and not the dirt. And some days are better than others, but it definitely taught me at an early age that the more you introduce, you know, the more you produce, right? The more doors you knock, the more interactions you have, the better you get, the more articulate you get with presenting your product or service. And then you realize, you know, if you sharpen up your soft skills and you have your presentation down, instead of getting 1 out of 10 doors to a close, you know, you work up to 2 out of 10, 3 out of 10, 5 out of 10. But yeah, that introduced me to the world of selling and the art of human connection. And I've been in sales or started my own companies by, you know, knocking doors and shaking hands my entire life.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly how we met. I think that's great. You know, where we met at the Deck Pool Spa Expo out there in Las Vegas, Nevada. And, you know, just your charisma, your, like you said, the way that you've been able to hone your soft skills and just how you approach people and how you speak with people. I think it's something that a lot of business owners within construction trades could definitely learn from.
Well, and I don't know if we covered this, but I was in the construction home improvement business, right, trades business for a long time. Now, full transparency, when I was, I don't know, 13, 14, 15 years old, my neighbor had a concrete company, and on the weekends, he used to, and during the summer, he'd pull me out of bed, and I'd have to go, you know, sweep the trucks, or go dig a footer, or, you know, haul wheels, you know, wheel up. Haul wheel barrels of sand and mixed mortar.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I learned at a very young age that was extremely hard work and there had to be a better way. So I did it. I was in the space. And then as I got older, I got on the other side of it. I was in, kind of by accident, I got asked to do some consulting for a floor leveling company. And I went in, started selling a lot of projects for that company. Unfortunately, the business owner didn't keep his word and didn't write the checks that he was supposed to write. So I kind of went off on my own and partnered with another company. And in doing that, got into other trades. So I ended up getting into the marble business, the shade business, the paint business, the countertop business. I mean, you name it, if it was in the home, I was doing it. So I'm very familiar with that side of the trades and know what it is to go in and you know, knock a door and sell in the home. And mm-hmm. it's an incredible business.
Yeah. I mean, that exposure that you got, I mean, and just willingness to learn a little bit more about other trades that can be integrated. Obviously, when you start one project is what I've learned from people that may start in one career as a, say, a carpenter or a framer. Then you end up seeing plumbing start coming in while you're doing some framing at the same time or starting on another project. You get to be exposed to other trades people that are building the same home that you're in. And
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that's kind of my story, right? The gentleman that I was working for kind of put the screws to me. My wife was pregnant at the time with our first child, our son. And, you know, I was up against it. So I literally started calling companies that were in that trade because now I had some experience in that trade. And because he hired me to go in and revamp all of his marketing, sales process and you know, the whole consulting process, I got to look at the business behind the scenes. So when that happened, I just called another company and said, hey, you don't know me. What if I could bring you business you never had? Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, what do you mean? I said, well, I know you're licensed in Vegas and you have, you know, stores in California or operations in California. I said, you give me a price of what you want per foot for your floor leveling services. And then I'll just put my price on top of it and I'll bring you deals. Well, next thing you know, I mean, I probably over a 3 to 5 year period brought him over $10 million worth of business. I landed a huge job at the Wynn Resort that was like $2.5 million. So it was over $10 million in revenue. But that being said, I just used my soft skills in that industry. Now, to relate to what you're saying, right? You go in, you're a carpenter and you start selling plumbing. I ended up getting our product spec'd into a high-rise tower here in Las Vegas called Turnberry Towers. They're also very well known in South Florida. And they were like one of the first two or three high-rise residential towers that came into Vegas. And I got this floor leveling sound control product spec'd in to that project. So when you would buy a condo as a resident, you would need my product. I was the first guy in. So I would sell you the sound control flooring. Well, people started asking me, where can I get tile? And at first I was referring somebody else. And then I'm like, wait a minute. If I could sell this, I could sell that. So I started selling, you know, tile and then countertops and then paint and then carpet and then you name it. I should have just got my GC license because I was referring all these other people, but I was taking my commissions, mm-hmm. you know, off of everything. And it was quite an exciting run that I had for about 15 years. And then a guy that hired me actually put me in the shade business. He hired me to do his floor. And then I came back to collect the check and he had all these samples and he put me in the shade business. So I'd say all that to say again, right? I've now created a product that helps the trades, that helps any, you know, contractor, business owner, sales professional prospect at a high level where they have immediate impact and influence on that prospect and position themselves as an expert. But with all that, that's how I came full circle to create what is now called One Tap Connect. I got sick of handing out paper business cards. Yep, I got sick of being dismissed, right? When someone, you're talking to someone, they say, oh, do you have a card? You really don't have a chance to show and tell, like, who, you know, who you are and show pictures and before and after shots and social proof that you're the best. So this was a tool that I took all of my, you know, at the time, 35 years of experience and put it into something to where when someone says, who are you? What do? Do you have a card? I could tap their phone, text to them, and it literally gives me 90 seconds to make impact, influence on somebody find out if they are in fact a prospect. And then if they are, I can set an appointment with them on the spot and engage them in my sales process.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the background that you can bring into your product, like you said, you've knocked so many doors all the way from selling newspapers all the way up to, you know, those multi-million dollar projects. And like you said, that impact piece, how crucial is that for a business owner just to have something to know, you know, whether it's your product or just even how they present themselves as soon as they walk through a door? What does that impact do for customers?
Right. So I'll let you finish the sentence. You never get a second chance to make a first
impression.
Impression,
so,
right.
So speaking of impressions, Charlie, I was at the Fence and Automation Expo in Las Vegas a couple years ago. And I was walking around shooting some videos, walked into several classes, and you were teaching a class right there. And I was kind of surprised because there was more people in that class than there was in all the other ones that I already walked into. And everybody was really engaged. And the reason they were engaged is you were having somebody come up, show me your business card. And you look at it and you tore it up right in front of him. This is trash. That's what he's got on the back right here. Show him.
Yeah.
Your business card is trash. And then you went in to tell everybody in the classroom why. So I think that's really the gist of what you've created is the why. That's why is the traditional business card trash compared to what technology has allowed people to do in the beginnings of a sales process or the first impression?
Yeah. So, you know, here's a stack of business cards that I get from shows. Mm-hmm. Now, again, a lot of these go into my CRM and now with OneTap, I collect these exactly for what we're doing now. If I'm on a webinar or if I'm teaching a class, I can hold these up and use them as an example. So here's a card. It's called Malco Tools. Right, there it is. Mm-hmm. All of the company information. The back is blank. I don't know what kind of tools they sell. Is it wrenches? Is it drills? Is it machinery that, you know, picks up or scrapes tile off the floor? I don't know. So a business card's a transfer of information. It doesn't show transformation or doesn't show the products and services that you offer. So when you think about the trades, you're in the transformation business, but most are out there handing one of these. Now you're wearing logoed hats. Why do you guys have logoed shirts and logoed hats? Why do you wear that stuff?
We need people to notice it and
brand awareness.
Brand awareness. Awesome. So now if I say, hey, let's say that said, you know, XYZ plumbing. Hey man, I need a plumber. Do you have a card? Or it said XYZ marble and tile. Hey man, I need marble for my countertops. Do you have a card? You hand me this. And then I go, I'll call you. And then you probably say to me, well, can I get your number? Do people like giving out their phone number to a cold introduction? Yes or no?
Not usually, no.
Not usually, right? So it's very difficult in a lot of instances, unless you're an extrovert, but most aren't, right? To introduce yourself, build rapport, and gain credibility quickly, right? Then you want to identify that person's problem. Oh, I need countertops. Who's the solution, right? Jeff, Mud Countertops. He's the best. But talk is what?
Cheap.
Talk is cheap, right? But here's the truth, authenticity, and proof. When if I tap your phone and now in the palm of your hand, I've got you engaged. You can see my Google reviews. You can see my LinkedIn. You can see my Facebook. You can see a video on my installation process. You can see before and after shots of a $1 million house that I just did right down the street from you. But a lot of contractors, a lot of people in general, don't get it. They go, oh, it's a digital card. First of all, we're not a digital card. We're actually building you out what I call a microsite, mm-hmm. right? It's a cross between a mobile website and a mobile app, Jeff, as you've experienced, that doesn't require a download. And it's all been based around the sales process. So I really wanted to create something to where whether you're at your kid's ball game, you're walking the dog, you're at church, or like Jeff and I met at a conference, right? We all met at a conference. If someone says, what do you do? When I tap your phone and up pops my micro app, I'm now going to get 30, 60, 90 seconds, you know, shoot. Maybe even an hour, right? Who knows? But at the end of the day, there's only one reason why I'm on this podcast right now. Because mm-hmm. I saw a guy, logo on his shirt, knew he was a guy that I should probably meet. We started a conversation. I tapped his phone. Now I'm on his podcast. So mm-hmm. I'm living and breathing proof that what I'm talking about works, because it's just how I live my life every day. And now we've got thousands and thousands of contractors mm-hmm. that use our product, actually, in some instances, worldwide.
And one piece that you kind of alluded to earlier, like in how you touched base on the sales process. The sales process needs to be, you know, practiced. It needs to be preached. It needs to be fine-tuned. How you just mentioned how one tap can absolutely be improved into that piece. Now, like you said, someone that's extroverted, they can speak to them, they can gain that rapport, and the piece of having this one tap connect absolutely kind of doesn't eliminate it, but it absolutely supplements it, I imagine, where like 10 times, like you mentioned, it's almost a landing page that you can add onto your website either way, if, you know, through this one tap connect.
Correct. Because again, you've heard the term, a picture paints what?
A thousand words.
What? A thousand words.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm saying this to you, gentlemen, mm-hmm. and you're filling in the blank. Why? Because your subconscious has heard it over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And that's what your prospects are saying, right? I do great work. Their subconscious is saying bullshit. Right. Let's face that's the first thing that takes over the crocodile brain. Wait a minute. Is this guy really telling me the truth? It's probably BS because
everybody says that.
Right. Yeah. So when you can pull it up and you can say, listen, I'm the best. Let me show you. Mm-hmm. And now here's the truth, authenticity, and proof. Or you can hit a button and Mary Smith pops up there and says, listen, I've been dealing with, you know, mud, marble, and tile for the past three houses I've been in. He did a great job. He's in, he's neat, he's clean. His crew's amazing. I call that a $1 million messenger. When you get testimonials like that, those are your $1 million messengers. Those before and after shots are proof that you can deliver. And now, you know, Google reviews being huge in the trades, we have a way now where we put your Google reviews right on your one tap, where when you finish a job, you're getting that Google review on the spot. And the majority of my clients that use our tool correctly and get the Google review, once they've delivered the product or service, the people hit 5 stars, boom, right there on the spot, because they're in a high state of enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Catch them while it's hot. Catch them while it's absolutely, absolutely where a piece of being able to include their your personal marketing into their own home. I mean, into their own minds. I mean, you're instantly being able to do that by this one tap. And
I'm just gonna pull it up so there's clarity. But like, yeah. You know, this is my personal one tap, and this is how Jeff and I became acquainted. So Jeff, as soon as I tapped your phone with this and you looked at this, what went through your brain?
This is pretty cool. There's a lot of information here.
Mm-hmm. Right. You went, oh my goodness. Like this is your company. Now, again, I just happen to be selling one tap, but I also have two other businesses. And when I'm out in the world, I normally don't promote one tap up front. I'll either promote my consulting business or my other online training company that I represent. And then people go, where the heck did you get that? But when you tap somebody's phone with this, and now everything's there, your LinkedIn, your Facebook, your Instagram, a video on your company, all your corporate clients or your certifications. Like when I do business with roofers, they put GAF certified, Owens Corning certified, IKO, whatever. Test video testimonials. Here's where there'd be before and after shots of your clients. And now down here, I'm putting resource guides. So in a lot of instances, if people have digital catalogs of whatever it is that they're selling, I put those now right on their one tap. So whether people are knocking the door, running a lead, or they're at a trade show, as soon as you tap someone's phone, if they're a prospect for what you have, you're putting all of your information in the palm of their hand, and that's a powerful thing.
Yeah, yeah. One thing that you mentioned earlier where you mentioned a CRM, is it integrated throughout CRMs, one tap, say, where you can collect the leads and then yep. it can be transferred over?
Yeah, so I'll give you an example. Like when I was at that trade show where I met Jeff, we had a booth. When people come by the booth and they say, do you have a card? I'm immediately tapping their phone. So I'm just taking out my smart card, or we have wristbands, bumpers, key tags. These are all transfer mechanisms. But when I met Jeff, I took my card out, I tapped his phone, up popped that little prompt, he touched it, and now, boom, that's in the palm of his hand, right? Mm-hmm. Now watch this. I went through my presentation, and then I said to him, can I add my information to your contacts? And he clicked and added me to his contacts. And then I said, I want to connect with you. Would that be okay? He said, yes, absolutely. I pressed the form button and said, text me your name and your company, Jeff. He fills that out. That dumps right into my CRM. Mm-hmm. Now my CRM, which happens to be HubSpot, automatically sent him an email saying, nice to meet you at the show. Now we can do that with Salesforce, Zoho, Go High Level, whatever you use. You make that form, you send me that form, I embed it into your OneTap. Are you with me? Mm-hmm. Now, once he got done with that, I said, great, I'll call you next week, Jeff, so we can book a call. We can schedule a call. But rather than me call you next week to book a call, you're here right now. I'm here right now.
Let's schedule it.
Why don't you click the book me button and let's schedule something? Because I know once you get back from the show, you're going to be busy and I'm going to be busy. So let's lock that in. So you're taking all of that time out of the equation and you're taking all that heartburn and headache out, because now what am I going to do? I'm going to try to call Jeff on Monday after he's been at a show all week. Do you think I'm going to get him on the phone? Yes or no?
No.
Probably not, right? Especially if it's a contractor. Then I'm going to text him. Then I'm going to email him. And maybe I'll get a response, probably won't. Why? He's been out of his business for a week. He just went back. He's putting out fires. He's running late, whatever. Right? So now it takes me a week or two to get Jeff back on the phone or get him to respond to a text. And he's probably going to say, what was this about again? So again, I built this around a process. So now we're booking the appointment on the spot. I dropped, by the way, my OneTap Connect on Jeff's phone like an app. So now my little icon is on Jeff's phone. I don't know if your audience can see that. I'm going to stop the share for a second.
Sure.
So you can see this better. But
yep.
Right?
Yep.
There's my little app on Jeff's phone. So now I'm always top of mind with Jeff. And then when he goes back home or he's waiting at the airport, he's going to click on that or come back and show you or his business partner or a significant other or whatever. that I'm the best plumber, HVAC guy, tile guy, marble guy, home service guy, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's what it does. So when I built this, I built it for me, because everything I was using, all these other digital cards that are out there, these guys have never knocked a door, ran a lead, or made a cold call in their life. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not a coder. I'm like you, I'm a sales professional, I'm a door knocker. Mm-hmm. So I built it around that process, and I built it around my book, Expose and Close, nice, which I really talk about exactly what we're talking about, mm-hmm, right? How do you introduce yourself? How do you build rapport? How do you get the person to want what you have so you don't have to convince them that you have what they need? Mm-hmm. And that's why the tool's been designed. So at Hello, you've got like a Swiss Army knife, right, of social proof that you are the expert in your field.
That's amazing. Can you talk about your book a little bit more? That's amazing.
So in 2017, in 2012, I got into the online training business, mm-hmm, by accident. A friend of mine, he's a big influencer online now. He's done a great job of, you know, accelerating his brand. His name's Bradley. I don't know if you know Brad, but he has, I think, a million five followers right now, and great podcast called Dropping Bombs. But he owns a company called Lightspeed VT. And in 2012, his general contractor, called me in to install solar shades in his building. And I didn't know it was Brad's building. So I went in to install the shades. There was a little issue. And as I was walking out to take care of the issue, I had taken care of it, I ran into Brad, who then said, "Hey, what are you doing? You got to see my software," and convinced me to represent his company. He said, "Here's an office, you know, come and go as you please. Just like bring me deals." I said, "Brad, I got, you know, a shade company, a floor leveling company, like and I was even doing energy efficient lighting at the time, because energy efficient lighting LEDs were still like, you know, not mainstream yet. And I was in that space." So long story short, I started repping his product. And as I was doing that, I got to work with a lot of different speakers and trainers, and really started to focus and learn from all these people and all these speakers that I would represent, the way they spoke, how they articulated words. And I hired a person that I was trying to procure as a client, as my mentor. His name is Joel Bauer. And as I watched him present, I went to one of his conferences, and it really dawned on me, in sales, if you can learn how to present, you're really not selling. So when I wrote the book, I didn't realize I had a sales process. Now, again, what I'm teaching, the majority of people do, or might do some of it, but they're missing some of it. And that's where they're skipping a step, right? Because if you skip a step, that code, right, that process isn't going to work. Mm-hmm. So I didn't realize I had a process. So I just documented my process. And in the book, that's what I talk about. And then I talk about how the moves I'm teaching people to make work. So for example, do you know John Taffer from the show Bar Rescue?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to procure him as a client to help him create an online training course that he would then sell to all restaurant and bar owners worldwide. I called him, I texted him, couldn't get his agent on the phone, couldn't get him on the phone. I found out that he came to Vegas and he had an office. So I just went there. It said on the door, "No solicitation." There was a buzzer. I rang the bell. Lady let me in. I said, "Hi, my name's Charlie. I'm here to see John." She said, "Well, do you have an appointment?" I said, "No, I don't, but I need to see him." She said, "Well, what's this about?" I said, "I want to propose to John that I want a joint venture with him to help him create an online training platform that he can sell worldwide. I want to do for him what we did for people like Tony Robbins, Les Brown," and I started naming off all these other people that I had as clients or done business with at the time. Mm-hmm. She said, "He's not here. The vice president is." The vice president walks up. I hit her with my power presentation. She agrees. to schedule an appointment with John. 2 days later, 3 days later, I'm in the office and I inked a deal with John Taffer. Why am I telling you that? Because I knocked the door. I had my power presentation down. I was confident and certain that I can help him generate more revenue. And that's what got me in the door. So no matter what you're selling, what I learned by all of that is when you can show people how your product or services is going to help them make money, save money, or better their lifestyle, that's going to increase your closing percentage. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people just go out in the world and try to sell the product or service that they have based upon the features that the product has and not the end result or the feeling that it's going to create for that end user.
Feature dump instead of digging in to find out what the benefits the customer really needs to fulfill.
Right. What is that product going to do for you? And in some instances, how is it going to make you feel?
Yeah.
Right. Why do people pay all the money for a watch or to drive a luxury car? Because any car that you get in today, right, a basic, you know, average or above average vehicle, let's say a Honda, right, a modest vehicle in the marketplace, or a Chevy. Today, if you went back 20 years and you had all the options that are in a Chevy or a Honda today, right, that would have been. So all the cars are par, but those ultimate luxury vehicles, the Benz, the Beamer, the Bentley, whatever, why do people drive them? It's how it makes them feel. It's how it hits their ego or creates status or whatever, right? They have the ability to achieve and buy that high level product. So it boils down to how it makes them feel. So when you can do that with whatever product or service that you're selling and convey that at the word hello, that's going to give you the edge. That in my opinion is the key. Yeah. You had me at hello. So when you know how to say hello, you really don't need to learn how to close, right? Your presentation will allow people to connect the dots. And again, at the end, they'll want what you have.
Mm-hmm. And I think one thing that you explained also is like that steps of, you know, even a business owner that may not have gone through all those steps of like how you just got big name clients of knowing, you know, doing your research, finding out where they are, putting yourself in front of them, going to go knock on their door, even though it says no soliciting, you know, so you got some balls behind that. That's awesome. So now how can this correlate to not just one business owner, but how about a team? You know, what benefits would it be for a team to all have a one-tap connect and being able to collect all that information, share their information all in one space?
Yeah. So let me just run you through a couple things. And again, when I was making the product, mm-hmm. I didn't even realize this, right? I just made it for one purpose.
Yeah.
Instead of when someone says, do you have a card, how can I get your attention? Mm-hmm. Right. And engage you in my sales process and book an appointment. Yeah. So the initial reason I created it was for a prospecting tool. And I covered that, right? This is how you would use it as a prospecting tool.
Yeah.
The other thing is it's a closing tool. Because once I put this on your phone, right? For example, you go and give me a proposal for, you know, new marble or a new HVAC unit, whatever. A lot of times people are going to say, well, I always get three bids. I always get three
people
bids.
People say that, but I don't think it's really true.
Of course not. The last thing my wife wants in our house is another person or contractor, right? It's just a fact. Like nobody wants to sit there and go through another sales presentation or have another contractor come in the house or whoever it is, right? No one wants the disruption. They're just not certain that you're going to do the job or give them a good price. So here's how I use the tool. You give me that objection. I always get three bids. I'd say to you, Jeff, no problem. I completely understand. It's probably the smart thing to do that you get three bids. Before I let you go, can I give you full access to my All Trades Micro app? And they go, well, sure. What's that? Well, it's digital. Do you have a phone? Now I tap their phone and it allows me to GBI, And that's a term that I coined, GBI. What does it mean? Go back in. So now I tap your phone and I say, Jeff, this is my All Trades micro app. This has been designed to help me brand position and differentiate me as the premier marble and trade guy on the planet. Everything about me is right here. Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. You can call me, text me. There's a video on my company, right? I work with companies like, here's a testimonial from Mary Smith. She actually lives two doors down. Here's before and after shots of my, do you understand? Mm-hmm. I go right back into it again. Why? Because they probably didn't hear it the first time. And in addition to all of that, they just want to make sure and be certain that you're going to deliver. So now in doing that, I say, do I have permission to add my information to your contacts? Mm-hmm. When they say yes, they just gave me their what?
Their permission, yeah.
Permission. Yeah. So I'm building what?
You know, relationship through them.
Yeah. Building trust and relationship, right? Now I add it to their into their phone. And I say, great, if you need me for anything, that's how you reach me. Mm-hmm. Okay? By the way, I know you said you wanted that XYZ tile. And again, I'm just using this as an example.
Sure.
But then I come down here to the gallery. I click on a picture of that tile and say, listen, I know that's what you really wanted. What if I could upgrade to you for that tile for X, save you money, and in addition, I can start the job tomorrow.
Yeah.
Would that be helpful? And it just allows you to go back in through social proof, through a presentation. Now, where are they holding this? They're holding it in the palm of whose hand? Your hand or their hand?
Yeah, their personal phone that they're going to take with them everywhere.
It's their personal phone. They're looking at your information. It gives them the certainty and a feeling of control. Mm-hmm. And it's making sense because there's all the pictures. There's the social proof. There's my Google reviews. There's a picture of Mary Smith, whose house we did around the block. It's a closing tool. Right now, the other thing that we're capable of doing is putting Google reviews on here. So when you go in, and as I'm talking to you, I'll try to pull up what we did for this other gentleman. But when you can put Google reviews on here, that's huge. So when someone says, to you, I'll give you a Google review, 9 times out of 10, they have a good intention, but they never do it. Has anyone ever experienced that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Right? Good intention of giving you the Google review, but they don't do it. So I'm going to pull. I'm going to show my screen again. Let me know when you can see my screen.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
This is one of my clients that's a roofer. Can you see that?
Yep.
So his name's Cody Etherton. But now when he goes in to either collect the money, get or one of his project managers go in to get somebody to sign off that the job's been completed, they go in and say, hey, Mrs. Smith, was everything to your liking? Oh, everything was awesome. Great. Before I let you go, can I give you full access to my Rapid Response Roofing Micro app? This way, if you need anything from me, you can call me, text me, book an appointment with me. We'll come back out and take care of anything that we missed. Is that okay? Sure. Tap the phone. What are they doing? GBI. Going back in. You're going through this. Takes 30, 40 seconds all over again. They already bought. They already got your money. Right? You already got their money. But now what do you want from them? Once you close a customer and get the money, what do you want from that customer?
You want their review, their testimonial. Yeah. Absolutely.
And what else? What's the third thing?
A referral.
Boom. Right? So now I tap your phone and I say, I add it to your contacts. I even show you how to put it on the phone like an app. Mm-hmm. And then I say, would you be so kind to give me a Google review? And then they come here and they hit the Google review button and they give you a Google review on the spot. Okay? Because if you can, again, Get them to do that while they're in a high state of enthusiasm. That's the key. Now you got the Google review. Now you say, listen, if you need anything, don't hesitate to call. Before I let you go, I know you said you had a brother that might need a roof. What's your brother's name? Pete. Then you click the share bar and you say, great, would you be so kind to text Pete my information right now? And I'll take good care of him. Mm-hmm. So the tool's just been designed to where no matter where you're at, if somebody calls you on the phone, hi, I heard you, you know, I heard you do great roofs. Oh yeah, what are you looking for? A two-story house, one-story house, tile roof, shingle roof, asphalt, like whatever. And you ask that person, would you like to book an appointment? A lot of times they say, well, let me call you back, right? Am I right? Let me call you back. Let me talk to my wife. They don't want to book the appointment, right? Because they're uncertain. They want to do more what? Research on you. But why do they call you in the first place? Mm-hmm. But it's the human condition, right? They're hesitant. So now I'd say to you, Jeff, I'm going to text you my Rapid Response Roofing micro app right now, or I'm going to text you my Charlie Chino micro app right now. And then while they're on the phone, I go through my little quick presentation. And I say, do you see the orange connect button? Right underneath it, there's a book me button. We don't charge to come out and give complimentary consultations and estimates. I'd like you to click on that book me button. Great. Would you like to book something later this afternoon or tomorrow? What's best for you? And now you're locking down that appointment. Mm-hmm. But again, you'll be surprised as to how many contractors I call. Or call me, I should say, right? Because we do a lot on Facebook and Instagram. And they'll say, well, I'm good. I use a paper card. There's no way that a paper card or even a digital card, right, in most instances can produce what we've designed. Because again, it's not a digital card. This is a sales acceleration tool, a sales prospecting tool, networking tool, marketing tool. And we've got clients that literally, I have testimonials that have closed, $950,000, million deals just because they left this on someone's phone. And 2, 3, 4 months later, they get a call. They don't even remember that person. But your micro app is on their phone or in their phone or you're in their contacts and you're the first person that they called.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if you remember them. It's them remembering you and having the ability to reach back out easily.
Mm-hmm. And that's a bingo. Yep. You're exactly right.
So that's great. So obviously Jeff, he's got one right here and we're two people on a podcast, but imagine again, a whole team of say 100 employees. We can get 100 employees with these cards in their hands, right?
Yep. Now here's the cool thing. We just developed too something called OneTap Connect Premier. Mm-hmm. Where there's now a native mobile app that the entire sales team would download. Okay. So let's say there's 100 people, mm-hmm. right? First of all, we design and deliver everything for the company. They don't need to touch anything. We got it. And we know how to build this around the sales process. So we'll take all your assets, your pictures, your videos. We go in and build it, turn it over to you. The cool thing about what we now have is we built not only a mobile app, but a whole back-end dashboard. And the cool thing about the back-end dashboard is companies now can come in and track, monitor, and measure in real time what their entire team is doing. So for example, I'll just share my screen with you. And this is just our prototype. You can see the chess. Mm-hmm. But when you come in here now, we have all the analytics on your team. So you'll know how many people, all of your users collectively, how many interactions they had, how many times those people went back and looked at your site a second, third, fourth time, How many people shared your information with somebody else? We have all the training videos here to teach your team how to use it, just as we went through on the podcast here, right? How to use it as a prospecting tool. How do you hit the add to contacts button? How do you hit the connect button? What's it for? So you have all the analytics. So you as an owner, sales manager, can track, monitor, and measure what your team is doing. Further, let me just click out of this. The mobile app allows you to do the same. So you can see my screen, yes?
Oh, yeah. I see that. Yeah, it's nice. So
when,
when you
download the mobile app as a user and we send you out your package, this, by the way, I don't know if you're familiar with Richard Supplies. Yeah. They're a big building company within home improvement. They've been one of our clients forever. But when you come here, there's all the statistics for your team. Then your team will hit activate the accessories. They click that black bar. They touch the accessories. Boom, all your accessories are connected. Now, once you're in, your entire community, your entire team is all right there. So if I call Jeff, and say, hey, Jeff, I need a roofer in Vegas. You say, I don't handle Vegas, right? That's Brandon Provo. He'd click on Brandon's profile, hit the share button, and he could text me Brandon's information. So now this whole backend dashboard, everyone's being tracked, monitored, and measured in real time. We have the mobile app. And then another cool feature of the mobile app is you can embed your personal QR code widget right into the phone. So you don't even need to carry one of the accessories with you anymore. It's just burned or embedded right into your phone.
That's great. No, I mean, I saw the value as soon as you, I mean, we met at the expo, and, you know, even with Jeff bringing it back around and showing me everything, it's great. And for those big teams, especially now that you guys are looking to add more features like that, like the app, the dashboard behind the scenes to see exactly what everybody's doing, where on a sales team, that's tremendous knowledge of being able to measure where everybody's at and how to keep all that in one space. So it's something that I think a lot of business owners that listened on our show, even if it's a younger cat that's even just trying to revamp their marketing tools and sales tools within the company, this is an actual, I see it as a big tool that they can use, and it's branded out to them as well.
Well, you just hit the nail on the head when you said branded, right? So everybody either is logoed up, right? Or you've got the people out there that, you know, are wearing the Rolex watches, or they got the Gucci or Louis Vuitton belts on, or whatever, right? Or they're pulling up in the nice car. But then they hand somebody this. That's not your brand.
Yeah.
That's a piece of paper with your logo on it, and that might be your brand, but that doesn't really tell people who you are, what you do, and show them in real time what you're capable of producing for them. And that's the big difference. So especially like a lot of people that use our product are people in solar or, again, roofing or anyone that's knocking a door. When you're knocking a door, one of the biggest dismissals you're going to get from a homeowner is, I'm busy right now. Do you have a card? Well, as soon as they say, do you have a card, and you tap their phone, it's game on. You're in your presentation, you're piquing their interest, you're overcoming their anxiety or their uncertainty, because you're showing them truth, authenticity, and proof that you can deliver.
Yeah.
So that's key.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, I mean, with your history throughout the trades, being exposed to it, helping, I mean, being associates and literal partners within companies making multi-million-dollar deals, the products that you're creating and the consulting that you're doing for companies, are you offering those consulting services to construction trades business owners right now? Are you working in that area with construction trades?
Yeah, absolutely. I really, I don't, I don't go out and advertise it because my days are swamped and we're at a lot of shows. But yes, we're actually a full service company. We're starting to integrate not only our consulting services. When people call and inquire if it's the right client, I believe I can help them. I absolutely do consult and do deals with those people. But all that being said, our goal is really to help people shorten their sales cycle, increase revenue. And as I said, the tool itself is not only a prospecting tool, a closing tool, a way to get more Google reviews, but it also becomes a training tool. And that's something we hadn't discussed for your rep. So we can take your worst rep or your newest rep or your least experienced rep, however you want to dice it or slice it. And when they tap somebody's phone, that rep will become an expert in the eyes of that prospect, because all that rep needs to do is follow the yellow brick road. And then if a business owner is smart, they'll create a little 90-second video that will allow that rep to click. And now the CEO or president or owner of that company can say, hey, my name's Charlie Chena. You're probably dealing with one of my representatives that's on your roof right now. Let us tell you our process. Let us tell you how we can. You understand?
Yeah.
So that's how my clients are using it. There's just so many ways to use it. And now we're actually beta testing some AI things as well. And the product's even getting more fun and more interesting.
That's exciting. Yeah, that was another piece of, you know, I imagine with technology like this, AI can, you know, absolutely be integrated in some way or form if it's not already. But I mean, that's what we like to hear. And, you know, when I think anybody, you know, when you have products like these, where there's some out there in the market, but ones that are continuously innovating and looking to, like you said, not just be a piece of paper or just something that taps and, you know, then everybody forgets about it. This is an absolute tool for teams to learn, continuous education for clients, customers. And, I mean, I'm excited to, you know, let everybody know if they haven't seen it already. How do we get in touch with this? How do we get this for business owners out there?
Yeah, so I just put the link in the chat, and I'm happy to share it with you as well. You go to onetapconnect.com. Mm-hmm. Everything is right there, and I'll pull it up for you. And then there's videos, there's testimonials, and in addition to, there's actual examples of what we've done in the different trades.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
So, yeah, we just revamped the site to really give everybody everything
nice
that they need. But if it's somebody with a team, you know, of three, you know, 10, 100 people, we'll actually schedule a demo right through the website and walk you through things in detail and show you actual examples of what we've done.
Yeah.
You know, in your particular trade.
Amazing. Okay, cool. So again, that's onetapconnect.com, and we're going to put that in the show notes for everybody to listen and to reach back out. And that's definitely a lot of our listeners that we've been recently getting is a lot more of the business owners, but this is absolutely something for younger generation that they can understand a little bit more of and see the incentive behind this. So if you're on that team and you guys are looking to get some more sales and see, like we mentioned, to streamline that process, this is absolutely a key way of doing it. So reach out right there, One Tap Connect. Charlie, it's awesome. Thank you so much. I think we're going to see each other more at more shows.
Yeah, appreciate you coming on, Charlie. It's been a really useful tool for me.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
All right, cool. Well, we appreciate it again. And this was the Trades Podcast, recording at the Ignite BBB Podcast Studios in San Diego. And thank you, Charlie, all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada. Thank you, brother.
Talk soon. Thank you.